Welcome to Agentic Ethical AI and Human Wisdom. This episode is about a simple but urgent question. What kind of world are we building with AI, and how do we make sure it is safe? Because the truth is, principles exist, enforcement does not. And without enforcement, all the red lines in the world mean nothing. This week at UNGA 80, more than 200 leaders, including Nobel laureates, former heads of state, and AI researchers issued a global call for AI red lines. No self-replication, no undisclosed impersonation, no lethal autonomy, no AI control over nuclear weapons, a historic step backed by over 70 organizations, and yet it is still non-binding, just like the UN's first AI resolution in 2024. In other words, principles exist, enforcement does not. Meanwhile, in Washington, the White House has made its stance explicit: accelerate 90-plus actions to scale AI infrastructure, speed permitting, and drive exports. So the equation today looks like this. The UN says slow down. The US says speed up. Without an enforcement architecture, the gap only widens. And in that gap lies collapse. On August 26th, the UN launched its new scientific panel on AI, tasked with producing annual assessments synthesizing existing research. That sounds good, but here is the catch. Synthesis panels do not generate new solutions. They recycle what is already documented. That means truly novel approaches will never appear in these reports until they exist as published replicable evidence. This is why I say, you cannot expect new outcomes if you keep playing inside the same bubble. You cannot think in isolated projects when the problem is systemic. You cannot audit AGI with tools that don't even scratch the surface of human psychology. That's why today's setup is not enough. It cannot prevent collapse. So let's be very concrete. If we continue this way, here's what the world looks like within 10 years. Corporations run AI that optimizes shareholder value while eroding human agency. Governments rely on predictive dashboards that reinforce bias and inequality. Individuals lose freedom of choice because AI doesn't empower them, it prescribes them. In that world, convenience wins. Agency dies, and AGI becomes not a tool for humanity, but its cage. But there is another path. Exidian AI is not another black box. We are building the enforcement layer that the UN and regulators are calling for but do not yet have. A firewall and bridge anchoring AI in human psychology, development, and decision-making. A system that doesn't just optimize what's likely but encodes why it matters and how it must be constrained. Here's what that means in practice. Auditing for resonance over manipulation, aligned with EU bans on subliminal techniques. Real-time checks to protect vulnerabilities such as age, disability, or cognitive load. Continuous bias and fairness audits with pass or fail thresholds mapped to UN red lines and the EU AI Act. This is how we give teeth to principles. This is how we make red lines enforceable in real models, real products, and real decisions. Why isn't Exidian already on the UN stage? Because the panel only cites what has been validated and published. That's why our mission now is to produce the missing evidence. White papers and methods, benchmarks and datasets, MVP pilots with auditable logs, peer-reviewed studies that regulators can cite. This is the hard work, the evidence track, from theory to protocols, from pilots to standards. And this is where pioneers come in, because only pioneers build what has never been done before. So here's the choice. We can keep applauding resolutions without teeth, or we can build the enforcement layer that actually works, before AGI locks in its architecture. Exidian AI is not for followers. It is for pioneers who understand that agency and ethics are not optional. They are survival. If you are a funder, a university, an enterprise leader, this is your moment to act. We don't build Exidian for applause. We build it for humanity, because without pioneers, there is no future. And with pioneers, there is still time.